views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready, set, grow your market. Welcome to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Are you ready? This is Connie Fife, your queen of marketing, and you're listening to Marketing Masters. Each week, we are bringing you experts from around the globe that are sharing their marketing ideas, their personal obstacles that they've had to overcome, tips to increase their business connections, overcoming their challenges, and really just making a difference in the world. So I do have to give a big shout out today, because if you've been following the running circuit, you know that today is the Boston Marathon. And I have to give a big shout out to my son, Michael Batico, and his girlfriend, Caitlin Gahan, and their team, Batty Cat, for an outstanding run in today's race. Also, many people in Boston today, they're really reminded of the events that just took place 2 years ago. Many people were hurt and unfortunately some killed, and also those emotional scars from the bombings that they had in that area. But I am proud. I am so proud of my son and all the runners that have the passion to continue to run and overcome the obstacles that get in their way. I mean, their training is like crazy. I mean, runners, I mean, they're going from race to race, and their training is just continuous. They're running in the rain, the snow, the heat. I mean, they really put me to shame. My husband's a runner. My son's a runner. My daughter. My three stepchildren are runners. But I'm not. I was once asked, what do I do when they're all out running? And I simply say, you know, it's pretty simple. I have my lounge chair, I got my Bloody Marys, and I'll cheer them on every step of the way. Personally, I think they're all crazy. But they do believe in themselves. They have the stickability, the attitude to keep moving forward. And you can too. You just need to have the passion. Take the action, and you're going to get the results that you want in your life, whatever that is. And like so many experts with a passion, I mean, words are your business. That is who you are. So I have to ask you, have you ever wanted to write a book, to write for a column, you know, Huffington Post or Business Week or any of those other magazines out there? Do you have that innate ability and need and want to write? You know, they say if you write a book, you become an instant expert. That's what they say. And we're going to find out more today if this is really true. And are your words your business? To educate us on the publishing business, joining us today is Steve Hudson. Steve was a storyteller from birth. And although he's worked in other jobs like a lifeguard, and he was even a meat cutter, his muse has never left him. And soon he found himself publishing books. He's worked as a freelance editor and then as a director of a writer's conference. And Steve Hudson now works as a literary agent. And he speaks often at conferences and he mentors many aspiring writers. I actually met him at a conference. It was Author 101 University last fall. Just an amazing, amazing gentleman. Never met somebody like him before. So I want to welcome Steve to the show right now. So, Steve, why don't you come on? Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Tell our audience a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and what is exactly a literary agent?
Well, Connie, thank you for having me. I was born and raised in Hollywood. I've always wanted to be a writer, but I just didn't know what my outlet was going to be, whether it would be magazines or books or working for some news organization. I just never quite knew how to do it. But I wrote for my campus papers in high school and college, and finally had my first book published about 10 years ago. It's gone nowhere, don't ask. But it gave me the bug for publishing books, and I had several mentors on the way. And I put an ad in Craigslist from editing service. And I got this response from a film producer who wanted someone to help him adapt his screenplays to novels and then pitch the novels to publishers. Well, you don't want me. You want an agent for that. And then I called him back. Well, let's try this. So I called about a dozen publishers I knew, and about half of them said maybe, but nobody said get lost.
Okay, that was promising.
I can do this. So the first of the year, 2011, I put up my shingle as an agent, and I got referrals, and I got offers pretty quickly, and I had my first book signed within just a few months. And I thought, if I can do this, this is pretty good. I'll get rich pretty soon. Well, it hasn't ended up quite that easy since.
Okay.
But I've been amazed at what I have done and what has come to me. And I love my work for the first time, really, in my life. I love my job.
Okay. So you mean you like this better than being a meat cutter?
Well, that was fun. That had its charms for a while.
Okay.
But yes, I'd rather do this. It people's dreams come true, and they love me for it, and I love being able to do that.
Now, go back and what I was saying earlier about, you know, they say if you write a book, you become an instant expert. So
that's right. Yes.
Okay, so that is true. So I know when I talk to a lot of people, and even myself, I mean, I've written four books that I've had published. I have a couple others sitting on my shelf yet. And I know for me, as soon as I published my first book, which is pretty ironic, I spoke at the Atlanta Called Women's Conference, and they called me about 4 days before the conference and said, hey, what size table do you need for your products, for your books? And I was like, my book? My what? I was like, I'm not a writer. What are you talking about? Well, the next 2 days I went to work, I wrote this 40-page book, which I thought was the next novel. I sent it to a printer I knew and said, okay, I need this printed within a day. And they said, would you want to proof it? I said, no, I already done that. Just print it. And I'm thinking this is great novel. I pick it up on the way to the airport and I'm wondering, why is this box so small? I'm like, okay, this must be just one book in here. So, and I'm trying to call the printer. And of course I'm on the flight on my way to Atlanta, and I get there and I open the box and it was 100 little pocketbook paperback books. And I thought, oh, this is embarrassing. I'm not going to take this to the conference. Well, I did. I ended up selling all 100 of those books for $10 each. And then I still had orders for another 150 copies. And I was like, wow. And even my name was spelled wrong on the front cover.
That's your name. It's you. Yes.
Right. It was me. So, and it did. It makes you an instant expert. And I guess my advice, and you could agree with me or disagree, my advice is, it doesn't have to be the next great novel. Just put something in writing. Let people know what it is that you do, what you can offer them. And again, as soon as you're published, it's like, wow, you know, they're published. They must know what they're talking about.
Yes. However, I do recommend to get yourself educated first.
Yes.
Craft of writing and the business of publishing.
Yes.
A lot of people, I believe, they have this calling to write, and they have no idea what it involves and how unprepared they are once they get there.
Yes, and I did find that out the hard way, because once I came back and I started working with my business coach at the time, and I said, I'm really frustrated. I know I need to write if I'm going to be a speaker, but I don't know what to write about. And after our conversation, he said, you've been a CEO of nonprofit organizations for over 25 years, and there has to be something that you could write about. Well, as soon as he said that, it was like a light bulb went off. It was like, oh, let's talk about that and let's write about that. And my next four books, that's what they were about. And
everybody has a passion. Everybody has an expertise.
Right.
Truly.
Right.
And there's something, it's a story that only you can write. I think everybody has a story that only they can write, but it needs to be done well.
Yes.
And marketed well.
Yes, yes. And there's different forms of publishing, from self-publishing, independent publishing, or hybrid publishing, and there's also traditional publishing. So yes. We're going to be taking a break in a minute. And when we come back from a break, I want to talk about that a little bit more. But I do want to let our callers and our listeners know that if you do have questions, call in at 800-930-2819. And Steve and I will be glad to answer as many questions as we can on air. And if not, we'll be getting back to you via email. But let's go to a break right now. And Steve, we'll see you back in a few minutes.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Doctor loves quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Hey, we're back and we're speaking with Steve Hudson and learning that your words are your business. So, Steve, before the break, we were talking about the different formats of publishing, from self-publishing, independent publishing, which a lot of people also call that hybrid publishing, and then also traditional publishing. I know I could share some of the good, the bad, the ugly, but I want to hear from you because you're right immersed in that industry. So if you could share some of those stories for our listeners, some of those, you know, watch out for this and don't do this type things, I would love to hear some of those.
Sure. Well, my first book was self-published, and I had no idea what I was doing. And it got me noticed. It got me some connections. But really, if I could do it over again, I would not have gone that route, because I think it had a lot of downsides. I didn't know about marketing. I didn't know about editing. The company did some editing for me, but I needed a lot more than that. And I'm the worst judge of my own writing sometimes. So I always recommend to people that they try the regular old-fashioned kind first, because you'll have guidance, you'll have help, as opposed to self-pub, where it's almost all on you. I had a big awakening a couple of years ago. I went to a book fair in L.A. Okay. I met about 100 authors there who had their books on display. I talked to each author. I read maybe a half of a random page in each book. And they were all terrible. They were awful. The art, the formatting, the spelling, the punctuation.
Okay.
After a while, I realized they were all self-published by all the usual companies you can think of. I won't say who's who. And it gave me this big awakening here. Self-pub can be inquiring, but it has to be done right with the editing and the art and so on.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm not that book I did. It was self-published. And I thought it was proofed. And on the cover, my name and the tagline was actually spelled in Greek. And so I had no idea. And then the second and third book I did self-publish, but I also hired a professional to proof the books. I hired a professional to create the cover for the book.
That's good.
And I did all of that. So it was done professionally. So it didn't look like a shabby job. So it didn't look like it was self-published, because you really are shooting yourself in the foot when it really looks lousy like that, because people are going to know.
You
know, they're going to know that you self-published it. And
Everyone can name the big blockbuster hits. The Shack was a self-pub. The Joy of Cooking, for that matter, was a self-pub.
Okay.
Peter Rabbit was a self-pub. And then later, someone else picked them up and they sold millions, and we all know who they are today.
Right, right.
But that's a very tiny minority.
Because I do know some people that went self-published, and they later had a publisher come to them, myself being one of them, come to them and say, you know, we'd like to publish your book and redo your series. So that is something that I'm talking to a publisher right now about doing. But it's also really exciting to do that. But once you understand the process, because let me tell you, it can be really complicated when you're first stepping into it and you're like, what do I do now? And then when you're doing research, And I mean, you're printing out pages after pages after pages of, you know, what to do, what not to do. So I guess in simple terms for our listeners, the best thing I would say, if you're going to self-publish, get a professional to proof it.
By all means. Yes. Or yeah, even help you write it.
Yeah, or even help you write it. And you could still self-publish it that way. And there's many resources that for printing services that you can get, you know, print on demand, or, you know, your course, yes, you could buy in bulk as well. And you want to look at those too, so you can monetize all of that as well.
One thing that most writers don't think about is that most self-publishing companies, what they are really is they're printing companies and not much else, because in almost all cases, it's all they get is a printer. You don't get editing. You don't get the art.
Well, let's talk about the marketing. Let's talk about the marketing. Now, I've done everything from self-publishing now to hybrid publishing, and now going to be working with a traditional publisher. But for each one, me as the author does still have a high responsibility of the marketing of
yes,
that book.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a business.
And right. Exactly. So their marketing, you have that name behind you, which is awesome to say you're working with XYZ publishing company, but you still are responsible for all of your own marketing.
A lot of authors I talk to, they think it's a scam. They think they've been abandoned, but no, the competition out there is fierce. Mm. And if you don't want to do it, they will find somebody who will.
They will. And I see so many authors out there that do some really awesome marketing campaigns. And I just think, you know, and how do they do that? But when you start looking at it, it's not that difficult. You could do it either all online, or you can get out and do book signings at your local bookstores. But you want to get out there. Now, with the publishing companies that I've had the opportunity to work with, they do get them, the books, into the bookstores, and we do get them on the shelves, but it's still also with the support of what I'm doing to marketing those books as well.
It's important, I think, to even start your marketing before you have a book, to get your name out there, a website, a blog, write an article once a week about anything on your blog and get followers, just so your name is out there, so that when you have a product, they know who you are already.
Right, and it makes it much, much easier once you have that large platform. Because I know that was the one thing, I think the first question the publisher had asked me, what size platform do you have?
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, and I have the radio, I have all my, you know, my blogs, my websites, the magazine articles that I write for, my book tour, I'm always traveling, speaking. So I do have quite a sizable platform, but that was the first question they asked me, what size platform do you have? Because they want to know that you're going to market your book, you're going to do that work as well, in addition to what they're going to do to help you promote and support you with what you're doing in your marketing efforts.
Platform can make all the difference. In fact, it can even compensate if your writing isn't quite up to snuff. If they know that your platform is big enough, they will help you more than they will otherwise. They'll support you if they think you'll meet them halfway.
Right. Because they know you're going to put that effort into it. Like you said, is they know that you're going to meet them halfway to make sure that all gets done. So yeah. The other question is, how would someone go about, like I had somebody say to me the other day, I have all of these stories. I'm always coming up with stories and telling my children at bedtime. I would like to make a book out of that. And they wanted to know how to hire a literary agent. So what is your suggestion on that?
My favorite way to meet people is at a writer's conference.
Okay.
Because people who go to conferences, it means they're serious. It means they want to learn. My best experiences have been with people I meet at a conference. They can check me out. I can check them out. We can each get a sense of how we'll work together. But every agent has what they call guidelines.
Okay.
I want you to submit your work to me in this fashion. I want just a query. I want just several chapters by mail, by email, whatever their process is. Find out what it is and do exactly that. Most of my submissions, they fail out of the box because they just sent me whatever. And I can't help them because they don't give me what I need to know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how can somebody find you? How can somebody learn more about you if they had that interest?
Well, my website is wordwisemedia.com. And I have a page there for agency. Click on that. Submission guidelines. Click on that. You'll see exactly what I need to know about your book and how to submit it to me.
Okay,
and that's really how most agents work.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then once you get that information and you're representing someone, and then you'll work with them to reach out to publishing companies, the one that would be appropriate, of course, to what their background is, what their story is about.
Well, first I will help them to refine the story a bit more. That might take a few weeks to go back and forth.
Okay.
And I'll make up a list of at least 30 or 40 publishers who I think might like your story. If I can't think of 30 or 40 editors, then I won't bother because it could be a long time before I sell your book. I don't want to give you false hope if I don't have those outlets.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to go into break. If you have any questions, call into 800-930-2819. And if I don't get to all of your questions live on the show, you'll definitely hear from me through a personal email. And I want to thank you, our listeners, because you are the reason my show is so popular. So keep listening for more from Steve Hudson after the break.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You, too, can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back, and you're listening to Connie Fife, Queen of Marketing. And today we're talking with Steve Hudson, a literary agent who negotiates with big publishers to get big advances and a big deal for his clients. So, Steve, tell us, what is the process? Now, this is something that I really don't have a lot of experience in myself. I mean, I'm not a literary agent. But what is the process of negotiating big deals and get big advances with the publishing, with the big publishing house?
Okay. Well, when you send me your book, your idea, I will call up a couple dozen publishers and I'll tell them about your book. And some will say no, and some will say, tell me more. And then we go back and forth. They read the book. They might ask for rewrites, or they might just sign it without rewrites. And they'll send me their opening offer. It'll be an advance, certain royalty for ebook, for print, or whatever other rights there might be. Movie rights, there might be foreign translation rights, there might be any number of things in there. And my job is to say, that's not good enough. I almost always add 50% to whatever they offer and say, I want this.
Okay.
And I get most of what I ask for, in most cases.
I think I'm going to send you my next book.
Oh.
I think we might have some negotiation going on here.
Well, that could happen. Okay. And then they say, well, we'll do this if you do this. And
okay.
And back and forth there. And after a while, I might not like the deal, but it might take me several months more to get a better deal. So do I want to take what I have in hand or take my chances somewhere else? I have several times declined offers, and all but one time I got a better deal after that. It's
okay.
Risky, but life is a risk.
Well, yeah, and it is risky. That's having that negotiation power.
And you don't want to give away any rights that they don't plan to use.
Okay.
You want the movie rights. Okay, do you plan to make a movie? No? Okay, then cross that off. Do you plan to make an action figure for Mattel? No? Then cross that off. So that I can, on my own, separately make those deals somewhere else.
Oh, okay. So, that's really interesting. That process is really interesting. So what's the average time from submitting a proposal to a publishing house, doing that negotiation back and forth? Like, what's the average time that an author would find out whether or not their deal has been approved?
Well, let's see. You send me your book. It might take a month or a month and a half before I decide to rep your book. I send you a contract. It might take a few more weeks until we get it edited down to where I feel confident to pitch it.
Okay.
I pitch the publishers far and wide. A bunch of them will ask to read it. Some will read it. And from that point, it could be 6 months to a year until your book is
really?
Released. Yes. Okay. But in that time, they're editing, they're designing, they're making a cover, they're making a marketing plan. They're trying to find the right outlets to promote your book to, whatever your topic is. If it's a kid's book, they won't send a some adult book to a kid's outlet.
Right,
whatever's
right.
appropriate to your book.
Okay.
So I talked to an editor at HarperCollins last week. She told me they invest about 2,000 man hours in each book they publish.
Wow.
So that's, if you have a 40-hour a week job, that's a year of work for that person. So they really put in, they invest heavily in your book.
Right, right.
Most writers don't understand that. That's why that's why they want to make money, of course, on your book to make that back.
Right, they want to make sure that they're getting that ROI, that return on their investment. I actually worked for HarperCollins many years ago. I guess that was my introduction to the publishing world, and I didn't even realize what I was doing.
Okay.
Set me off on my journey. Now, does someone have to have their entire book written, or can they submit a concept of what they want their book to be?
Generally, for fiction, it has to be complete.
Okay.
Almost always.
Almost always. Okay.
If it's nonfiction, a proposal and 3 chapters is almost always enough.
Oh, okay.
And it might be better to wait till you write the book because they might want to give you a direction to go in.
Mm-hmm. On the nonfiction.
Yes, with nonfiction.
Okay.
They want a book about how to teach your kids about money. But they want it to be done this way. You have the right idea, but let us guide you in how to do it.
Okay.
So that you don't write the whole book and then you get it all wrong for them.
Right.
Say no.
And then what about the rights of the book? I know with, of course, self-publishing, you keep the rights. With independent publishing, again, you keep the rights for that book. And traditional publishing, that's definitely a little bit different. So that's part of your negotiation strategy as well?
They have whatever rights you voluntarily agree to give them. No more, no less.
Okay.
The standard contract they'll send you will be a kitchen sink contract. They want everything. But like I said, if they don't make a book, cross it out. If they're not going to make a French version, cross it out.
Okay.
They're going to ask for every right everywhere. But you have to know what you might do yourself. The audio version might be within your skill set to do on your own. So cross the audio version.
Right. Right, right. Okay.
So whatever rights you give them is what they have.
Okay. All right. So then that would be negotiated. What about, because I see, you know, all over people with their Kindles and downloading the audiobooks. And so are you seeing a trend, a change, or anything with the technology hurting or helping the physical book sales today?
I almost always get the print and the e-book in one deal. Audio is less common, but I don't care because whatever they do, I can do the others on my own. I don't think either one is better or worse.
No, okay.
Every reader has their own preference.
Right.
My friend Ivan reads a book every week on his way to work on audio. That's not my way to do it. He loves it.
Okay. But you don't see that hurting sales of a physical book.
Well, of course, you're going to sell. You'll sell one less print book, but you still have a sale. You have a sale that you might not have had otherwise.
True. Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. And like you said, because people are so busy and they really want an easier methodology of how they could either listen or read that book. So if they can listen, you know, with an audio or if they have a Kindle version, I said, because I fly a lot And you always see people sitting there with Kindles and reading a book, catching up on their reading, or, and it just, you know, it's much easier. But I always, you know, I'm always concerned, is that hurting the sales of a physical book? But I think you just cleared that up. It's still a sale.
I think it's the wrong perspective to say if you're hurting the physical book sales, you made a sale, you made a new fan. And that fan is going to buy your next book.
Right.
Whatever it might be.
Right, right.
I don't care which version they buy. The payoff can be about the same for whatever version you're selling.
Right. And then they still have whatever it is, a copy of your book. They know your name now, and that's going to help grow your platform and increase your visibility. Well, the one thing I do a lot with my books is I use them as business cards. I mean, if I'm speaking, they want to know what you've written. They get a copy of my book. Clients get a copy of my book. Radio guests, I'll get a copy of my book. I use them as my business card. And the only thing I ask in return is say, hey, go on Amazon.com and give me a testimonial. Give me some of your feedback on the book. Good, bad, and ugly.
Sure.
I want to know what it is.
Even bad reviews sell books.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even a bad review still says, I bought this book. It was a this, and they heard about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they heard about it. Well, you're a pretty busy guy. So what do you do for fun?
Well, when I have time, I swim. I work in my garden. I write. I have two blogs, one on politics, one on religion. And between the two, I keep going.
All right.
Oh, and publishing, yes.
Well, yeah, you're still doing that, and it sounds like you're doing that for fun. Well, let's give away. I'm going to give away another copy of my book right now. So the second caller will receive a copy of Marketing Masters before it hits bookstores. Again, the call in number is 800-930-2819.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in
to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, welcome back, and you're listening to Marketing Masters. I'm Connie Fife, your queen of marketing, and here is a lightning round where today's guest is asked several questions, and Steve, you can say yes or you could pass. It's all up to you. So let's get started. So what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, probably Blue Bloods at the moment.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Blue Bloods.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
Oh, that must have been, let's see, Janet Jackson.
Ooh, okay.
When she was little, not now, when she was a kid, yes.
Oh, when she was a kid. Okay, not her Super Bowl show.
No, not that version.
Okay, what is your hidden talent?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I can't sing. I can't dance. Pass.
All righty. Well, how about what's your go-to comfort food?
Beef stew.
Beef stew. Okay, for sure.
Places can make it the way I like it, but yeah, beef stew, yes.
Okay. How about your most influential person?
One of my mentors in writing would be Cecil Murphy. He's written a few books himself, and he's always training writers.
Oh, cool. And then what is your worst habit?
I worry too much on everything.
You worry too much. Okay.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have that as well. Your favorite getaway in the whole world and why?
I don't get away very often, so I don't know. by the ocean, anywhere could be great for me.
Okay. Who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
Well, my wife definitely has been my biggest cheerleader for many years.
Nice. And could you imagine living your dream any other way?
No. I've always wanted to be a writer. I didn't imagine I would be an agent, but to work in publishing is what I've always wanted to do. Yes.
Nice. And then what advice would you give to your younger self?
Finish college. More options for a career that way. I didn't finish college.
Okay. And I know it was just a few years ago that you put the shingle up to say that you were going to be an agent. When did you really put your mind toward to say, I am going to take hold of my life, and I'm going to live my dream and my passion and make it happen?
Oh, that's about 10 years ago when I had my first book published, and I thought, I can do this. It didn't kill me.
And it didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Well, that's really a fear of a lot of people. It's that fear of the unknown, and they want to do something, and you know, and they're working in a job, and I'm not telling anybody to quit their job by no means. You know, keep doing that. But
yes,
it doesn't mean that you can start reaching out and preparing your life for the dream that you want it to be, the dream that you wanted to live. Now, the other thing, too, is we all know that there is no overnight success. And I mean, you hear that a lot. Oh, you know, they had a great overnight success. An overnight success may take 10 years. Although we don't want it to happen that long, but as long as it's a continual growth uphill, you're doing great. But there's always obstacles or business failures along the way. What was one of your most memorable business failures?
Well, one of my clients fired me after I worked miracles for her. And that was hard. Because I had done more for this person than any other of my clients. I thought she loved me. Mm-hmm. And she didn't.
And she didn't.
She punched in the gut.
Mm. Yeah, that's... I know I've experienced that myself. And, you know, from there to, you know, being replaced in, you know, in jobs that you think that you're going to be in there forever. And it turns out that, you know, we're irreplaceable. But that really goes back to don't put all your eggs into one basket. And I see that. Yeah. And I see that happen a lot with clients. And yeah, you do want to work in a niche market and you do want to have your product outline and whether it's a book published. But and it goes back to what your branding is and how you're marketing yourself. But don't put all your eggs into one basket. Say with one client, you got this great big client and it's like, oh, I'm set. And you don't go after anybody else. And then that client walks away from you. Then what do you do?
Oh, we have about 50 clients now, I think. So we're not going to rely on any one person.
Good.
But that one particular person was my favorite.
Okay. And I know you have other agents that work with you as well, correct?
Three others, yes.
Okay.
Four total.
Okay. So that works within your business. Okay. So,
yes,
I mean,
they work from home, from where they live.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, do whatever you have to do to make a living. Don't rely on me for your regular paycheck every week because it won't happen right away.
Okay. Well, yeah, like you said, there's business growth. And as long as you're continuing to work at it, and like I said, I like to call it stickability. As long as you're sticking at it and continuing to grow your craft, practice your craft. So whether you're a speaker, you're a writer, if you want to be a writer and you still haven't written a book, blog every day.
Yes, a blog is a good way write a book in slow motion.
Right. And then you can collect all that information.
Yes. You can assemble them later into a book.
Mm-hmm.
One way to go.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best ways to get started, to be comfortable writing. Like I said, when I never thought that I would be a writer. Now I feel like I'm a writing machine. And I have four books published and I have two books that are sitting on a shelf. And then I have the one that I'm negotiating currently with a publisher. So it's just like a writing machine and you just get that information out there. And then if you want to become a speaker, you turn that same information into your story when you're speaking.
That's good. Yeah. Several things that I'm writing. I'm writing things as I'm selling things all the time.
Great. Well, words are your business. And let me remind you again, if you want a copy of my book, Marketing Masters, call in 800-930-2819. And this is Connie Fife. And this week we've been speaking with Steve Hudson, who is a literary agent that can help you get big dollars, big advances with big publishing companies. This is Connie Fife, Queen of Marketing. You've been listening to Marketing Masters. For more free tips and how do you accelerate your business, head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. We'll see you over there.
You've been listening to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business. For more information about Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.